Let's talk a little bit about the use of chemotherapy in patients, adjuvant chemotherapy in patients with HER2 positive tumors. And of course, the biggest controversy is whether to use it and what to use, again, in the lower risk node negative patients. What we saw in our patterns of care studies seems to be kind of a consensus that if the tumor is 1 to 2 centimeters and node negative, that most people would use chemotherapy with trastuzumab. But when it gets below 1 centimeter, you start seeing people questioning whether or not you should use both or either. What are your thoughts about these trends?
The problem here is, of course, we don't have any direct evidence one way or the other. It's important, I think, to recognize that trastuzumab is an active single agent. It's not used a whole lot that way for a variety of good reasons, but it is an active drug. And so in the very lowest risk cohort, there is a real temptation to think about it as a way of treating breast cancer and avoiding all of the toxicity of chemotherapy. Of course, the dilemma is we have precisely no data that supports that in the adjuvant setting. So I have occasionally seen situations and scenarios where that makes sense. But for me, as a routine matter, I use trastuzumab when the patient has conventional criteria that justify the use of a standard chemo regimen first.
And you mentioned the issue of using trastuzumab without chemotherapy. And again, in this survey, we found that about a third of the docs, you know, will consider using that in some situations. But again, a lot of controversy about it.